This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hey, Brad.
Well, President Biden was scheduled to come to Northeast Pennsylvania yesterday, but he tested positive for COVID, and now he's working from home. And in his case, home is the White House.
Yeah, he was expected to speak at Wilkes University in Wilkes-Barre about reducing gun violence and gun crime, this in the wake of Congress's approval last month of the bipartisan Safer Communities Act. And he did send out a tweet about missing the visit.
I noticed his tweet to Senator Casey. I thought that was very polite of him to apologize for having to cancel the event. Now, the weather has been much on our minds this past week. I've become much more attuned to the weather, hosting Morning Edition. I'm not a meteorologist, but it has been quite a heat wave this week, and it's going to continue right through the weekend.
So we focused some reporting on this week, and as we all know, the big risk here to people and to animals is heat exhaustion or heat stroke. So reporter Megan Frank spoke to Tom Decker. He's the EMS director for Bethlehem, and he says folks should really limit their time outside and keep fans and air conditioners turned on. Meanwhile, on the animal side of the equation, at the Lehigh Valley Zoo, our reporter Jay Bradley spoke with lead keeper Kaylin Devine, and she says the hot weather is especially hard on animals from other places, like their snowy owl.
As the name implies, 100-degree weather is really not his favorite thing. So he is one of those animals who we will go to like an ice machine and fill up bags of ice, and then we make him a giant ice nest, which he then happily goes and sits on to cool his body down.
You know the weather is hot if the zookeepers are making ice nests for the owls, but I think that's how we roll here in the Lehigh Valley in this heat wave, Brad.
That is a pretty cute image. And speaking of animals, WLVR's Stephanie Sigafoos reported that Bethlehem City Council this week unanimously passed preliminary legislation to allow residents to keep chickens in their backyards. That wasn't without some opposition. The mayor, Willie Reynolds, says he's not anti-chicken, but...
but he did cause a bit of a kerfuffle over those feathered friends. Reynolds spoke from the floor saying he was, quote, shocked that council was fast-tracking the legislation without more input from the city administration. Let's hear from the mayor.
It's not just about whether or not we want to allow this or not. It is about whether or not how it necessarily affects our animal control officer, how it necessarily affects our Board of Health and our Department of Health.
And he is quite reasonably concerned with staffing. You notice that he said animal control officer, singular. I believe there's just one for the entire city of Bethlehem.
Now, Brad, that measure was sponsored by council members Paige Van Wert and Hillary Quiatek, and their goal was to help residents have a new option for fresh food and fresh eggs. Mayor Reynolds says he wants council to hold a committee hearing on the topic and get more input, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. A second vote on the measure is already scheduled for August 2nd. And if it passes again, locals can start counting their chickens even before the eggs are hatched.
You just love the pun potential of this story. We have been hosting a lovely feature on Thursdays leading up to Bethlehem's free summertime music festival. It's called Countdown to Music Fest.
Yeah, every week we get to hear from Arts Quest Chief Programming Officer, that's Patrick Brogan, who books the bands, and he talks about who he's excited to see. This series produced by WLVR audio producer Devin Cortan, not one to be missed, especially if you're looking forward to Music Fest this year.
I really look forward to those little teases about what's coming up. Well, thanks so much for joining us, Jen.
Thanks, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.